Radio. Now, this is really exciting. I've been a long-time fan of Show Me the Body, and they've just released an album, Alone Together. It came out on Friday. I had the privilege of sitting with Julian Pratt. He was in a sunny bit of the financial district in New York. It was just a great chat. So I'm very excited to air this for you. We started by talking a little bit about coming up in New York's hardcore scene, being a budding musician. And Julian's since gone on to create a collective of artists in Corpus. So, yeah, here it is now.
I lost some to drugs and some to steal. Know that love waits for no one, horse or hill. You and I get together, burn a seal. I will wait for no God to make it real.
I was special that I couldn't fucking read for years, goddammit. And so I'm really blessed to find something that I'm marginally good at. And to have folks support us, and you know, I'm surrounded by brothers, and you know, we have all the past drummers of the band are still our close friends and brothers, and we have Nigel now, and you know, me and Harlan, the bass player, have been playing since we were like, you know, goddamn, like 15 to 16 years old, and that was, it's, you know, that's a long time, you know, and I'm now 32, so I've become an adult and a man while doing this work, you know, and I'm just infinitely blessed to be able to do it, and infinitely blessed by the young folks who buy tickets to our shows and support our music and listen to it. I've nothing but reverence and love for everybody supporting it. I got it bad. God, I hope my daughter doesn't. I hope my daughter doesn't, but she might. But, you know, that's okay, you know, because when I was like, you know, when I was like, I guess I was like, you know, how old I was. I was been like 9 years old. I was having trouble in school. I had just gotten kicked out of elementary school. And I was having a lot of trouble learning. My mother brought me to a friend's house to teach me how to play guitar. And that guy was also heavily dyslexic. And really showed me a lot of love and understanding, you know, and showed me something that I could progress in, and I could feel, you know, feel a semblance of what's the word, you know, be proud of myself, you know. So through music, and I think the reason I've dedicated my life to this, you know, and besides trying to make a living out of it, is, you know, it's because that this is something that makes me feel good, you know. It's something that I can do, and that makes me feel good to do. And I'm just blessed that, you know, that other folks and find shelter within the work and also feel good doing it, or feel good listening and being around and participating in the shows, you know what I mean?
Let's have a little chat about the album, Alone Together. What were the kind of themes you were grappling with? What were you expressing here?
I had just lost my mentor, one of my mentors in life. His name was Mike Down.
Yeah, from San Diego. Sorry to hear that.
That's okay, my dear. You know, he was a huge part of the San Diego hardcore scene. Played in Inside Out, Zach De La Roca's band for a grip of time. Played in Force Down, Amenity, great bands. Used to have the whole San Diego hardcore scene at his mom's house after the shows as a child. Designed the original End Racism t-shirt as a 15-year-old. You understand? So he was a very important man to the culture. And he took care of me when I was younger, you know what I mean? He showed me the way, showed me how to rock, you know? He gave me a lot of confidence. And he passed away right before I started writing this record. So a lot of the record is like, and you know, simultaneously, you know, Asha became pregnant and we had our first child. And so, you know, it's really about dealing with life and death all at once, you know? And I think prior to having a child, I always thought that life was just about these layers of loss, you know, that's how I contextualize that that's what life is, continuously losing folks, you know. And I think after making a child, I realized, oh, you can make a home, you know what I mean? That she's the first baby in the gang, you know. She So, and you know, everybody's very much part of it.
Work it twice for all the homies ain't here. Gotta work it twice for all the homies. No fear, what you got for me? Show me something in this earth that can blister this peel. Everything I'm feeling, it's got a hold on me. I try to be a man.
You know, Show Me the Body and Corpus, our crew, is committed to self-defense. And we train young folks in the summertime every Sunday in boxing fundamentals, and just, you know, just to make sure that they can protect themselves and they can protect their friends. And if there's any boneheads at the shows, they can deal with that. You know, I hope to be considered part of the long lineage of making boneheads afraid, and making sure that racist folk are not allowed at the show, that homophobic folks cannot rock at the show safely. You know, I don't consider myself a violent person, but when hate emerges, we are willing to meet it with violence. But there is a long lineage of this. You know, the Baldies in Minneapolis were a really important crew, and we've had the pleasure of speaking to a couple of the founding members and having them show us love and support. Very thankful to them. Means a lot to me to be acknowledged by that lineage, and to make sure that, you know, the folks who are contributing to the scene in a negative way feel unsafe, you know, because everybody else should feel safe, and those folks should not feel safe. And, you know, that's just what it is. At the shows often, started this last, or I guess, you know, maybe it was a couple of months ago, my daddy took me aside and he was like, hey man, you know, I know you're saying what you're saying, but just be careful, you know, you should be careful, you know, because it's getting pretty real out there. And I said, you know, daddy, I love and respect you and I always listen when I can, but this is also why you made me. And he said, I know.
Yeah. This is hell on earth. You can tell me ways, but only mine will work. 100 days a week, they play their tricks on you. It's a fool's game, but I ain't wanna lose.
Are there any up and comers in the New York scene that need a bit of a shout out? Because
I mean, on a grand scale, Lib Critic is killing it right now. There's some young homies, you know, and Ferment is killing it. They're a great band from New York. Man, who else is killing it? Obviously, Trip Jones, he's in the gang. Bet is a great band from New York. They're in the gang. YL and Starker, Triple R, you know, those are great artists, great rappers from New York. Rock Marciano, obviously, he don't need my shout out, but he just put out an amazing record. He's an OG and a friend. Sage, Nate Boone put out a great record, you know. Mike and Earl just put out a great record. There's so much beautiful things happening in the city. I'm very proud. Very proud of everybody.
It's getting closer to the end. That new feeling again. Totally. Time to make a new friend. Trust is like money. Feels good to spend. But you're gonna starve if you give it so easily again. Easily again.
I was watching a little bit of your Alone Together series on YouTube this morning, and it's so beautiful. What inspired you? Yeah, man. Like, what inspired you to sit down with those people that you love and have those conversations?
I mean, real talk, just as keeping a book with you, is Asha's idea. You know, Asha is our Corpus warlord, and also the manager of the band, and also the mother of my child. You know, And I'm no good at talking. I'm no good at, you know, I don't do it a lot, you know. And I was real nervous to do something like that. But she was like, dude, we're just going to do it with the homies, you know. And so it was really just like, you know, a labor of love to hang out with my friends. And, you know, we've all been through a big loss recently. So it's really nice to be with them and be able to discuss those sorts of things, you know. You know, I'm from the city, and some of those folks are new friends, and a lot of those folks I've known since I was a child, and they've known me from a baby, you know. So I was like, you know, I always, the people who I hold close in my life and are very important to me, you know. So it was lovely to be able to show the world who these folks are, you know.
Yeah, and all the comments were kind of like, it's so beautiful to see Julian talking so much. So I think you should do more talking, man.
Oh, God bless you. You know, I try my best. You know, I got to be Julian light. You know what I mean? Like, I got to do my best. You know what I mean? But I try to be a nice boy.